you would take your Bible, please, and turn to the book of Matthew, Matthew chapter 18. Matthew chapter 18. Verses 1 to 4. Matthew chapter 18, verses 1 to 4. The title of my sermon this morning is As Little Children. As Little Children. Matthew chapter 18, verses 1 to 4 reads, At the same time came the disciples unto Jesus, saying, Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And Jesus called a little child unto him, and set him in the midst of them, and said, Verily, I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Let's bow for prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for a wonderful week. Thank you for your protection. Thank you for your provision. We thank you for your workings in our midst. And Lord God, we pray once again as we open up your word this morning that you would open up our understanding, that we might have eyes to see, ears to hear what you have for us this morning. I pray that you'd meet each one at that point of spiritual need. In the name of Jesus Christ, we do pray. Amen. The context of Matthew chapter 18, at least the beginning of it, is that the disciples have been arguing among themselves who will be the greatest in the kingdom to come and who will have the privilege of sitting at the right hand of our Lord. That was what they were squabbling over. As the Lord Jesus addressed this issue and answered the question, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? It was C.H. Spurgeon who said, the best of men are at best only men. How true it is. We all have our imperfections. We all have kinks in our armour, so to speak. It's surprising what comes out of the mouth of adults from time to time. What we say and do is a manifestation of what is really in our hearts. The Lord Jesus affirmed that fact in Mark chapter 7, verses 21 to 23. The Lord Jesus said that out of the heart, man speaks. And there in Mark chapter 7, verses 21 to 23, the Lord Jesus affirms the very fact that what is within will eventually come out. And as our Lord addresses the skirmish, that's what it was between the disciples, concerning who would be the greatest in the kingdom to come, and who will have the privilege of being seated at the right hand of God the Father, as the Lord Jesus addresses this issue, this debate, he teaches a valuable lesson. A lesson for you and I this morning. And he uses a little child as an illustration. Let's note first and foremost this morning the disciples' question. The disciples' question. And it's spelled out there in verse number 1 of Matthew chapter 18. Who is the greatest? Or who will be the greatest out of us disciples in the kingdom of heaven? This was a childish question. It lacks maturity. Now let me explain. The disciples gave evidence to the fact they lacked a measure of maturity by asking such a question: who is, or who will be, the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? In other words, the disciples are asking, Lord, please tell us which one of us will have the privilege of sitting at your right hand in the eternal realm. That was a childish question. Now, why was it a childish question? Well, for a start, let's answer the question, what is greatness? I looked up the word greatness, and the dictionary said to be distinguished, to be eminent. What is greatness? Well, it's to achieve above and beyond someone else. Now, in answering the question, what is greatness, we must answer the question, when do you reach greatness? How do you measure greatness? So once you've answered the question, what is greatness, then one must ask the obvious question then, as the disciples asked, who is the greatest? Well, to my mind comes the question, in what area? What are we referring to? What area are we referring to concerning greatness? Because if one is the greatest in one area, are they still the greatest even though they might not be doing so well in other areas? The answer is obviously no. Greatness is in reference to an area. But what specific area are we referring to? Nobody can be great in every area. Ask Tiger Woods. He can certainly hit a silly little white ball around a lovely, lush green field, but he certainly has no idea what it means to love your wife and love your children. See? So who is the greatest? Well, what area are you referring to? In what realm? Is it financially? Well, then Bill Gates is the greatest. Are we talking about the sports sector? Well, Muhammad Ali said, I am the greatest, did he not? Are we referring to the entertainment world? Well, maybe John Wayne is the greatest of all actors ever. Are we referring to the music world? Well, Elvis Presley was known as the king, was he not? Was he the greatest? What is greatness? How do you measure greatness? Who is the greatest? Well, what area are you referring to? When does a person achieve greatness? I love what Dr. Chappell often quotes, this little statement: success is a moving target. Success is a moving target. Christ-likeness is a fixed goal. Success is a moving target. What is success? What is greatness? You tell me. You can be the greatest sportsman. Well, in what area? Does that mean you are the greatest? See, childishness is found in two main settings. Either a child or an adult is acting in an immature manner, is being immature in their behavior. The disciples were being childish by competing among themselves, wanting to be number one. See, what took place in the minds and the hearts of these disciples and was eventually vocalized is no different to what is taking place all around us. People are striving towards greatness. But my question is, to what end? To what end? For some, it would be wealth. Greatness equals wealth. Greatness equals fame. Greatness equals lasting fulfillment. Big question mark right there. See, the disciples were after a position. They were asking the question, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? This was a childish question. It lacked maturity. And this is where many people are at right now. In the world we live in, the average person in the world is striving towards greatness. But because we are finite beings, we strive towards greatness within a certain sector, an area, sport, financially, musically, whatever. And see, this was the problem with the believers there within the church at Corinth. The Bible reads, only by pride cometh contention. May I submit to you that question that the disciples asked the Lord Jesus, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven, was an immature statement because it was a statement overflowing with pride. Am I right or not? Who is the greatness? A striving towards greatness in an area is simply a manifestation of a proud heart. And that's why there were problems within the church at Corinth. There were divisions amongst God's people. There were jealousies. They were comparing themselves one with another. And the Apostle Paul said, they that compare themselves among themselves are not wise. And the Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 3 and 4, are you not yet carnal? For many of you are boasting that I follow Apollos. I follow Paul. Well, I follow Christ. See, listen to me very carefully this morning. Our Lord is not saying that competition, achievement, or doing our best is wrong in itself. Don't get me wrong. The issue is the glory factor. The disciples asked, who? Which one of us will be the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? So to do one's best to achieve a little bit of competition is not wrong in itself, but the issue at the end of the day, brethren, and it's a mark of immaturity, is this issue of glory. Is it self-glory or is it God's glory? See, when you think of Muhammad Ali, you do not think of the greatness of God. When you think of John Wayne, you do not think of the greatness of God. When you think of Elvis Presley, you do not say, glory to God. When you think of Bill Gates, you don't say, praise the Lord. So the point we're trying to make here is that statement, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven, is really an immature desire and question. It's immaturity. And this is taking place all around us. People are pursuing greatness. But may I remind you, it's only a very few that achieve it, if you can work out what it is. And how can you keep others from becoming greater than you? So it's a vicious circle. It's not tangible. Success is a moving target. Christ-likeness is a fixed goal. If you cannot bring glory to God in your achievements, then you are committing the crime of self-glory, potentially, like the disciples. Have we been childish like the disciples in seeking greatness on this side of eternity? The disciples, our Lord's core followers, were bickering amongst themselves, who's going to be the greatest? So therefore the Lord Jesus calls a little child over unto him. And in verse number 2, he set this child in the midst of the disciples, the Bible teaches us. Let's note our Lord's answer in verse number 3. Verse number 3 begins with, and said, verily. That word verily is a very strong word affirming truly. What I'm saying to you, please take note. I want your attention. So Jesus said to these disciples, verily I say unto you. See, we can resolve this childishness by developing a childlikeness. That's the answer. See, the disciples were childish. Our Lord is calling for you and I to be childlike. There is a difference. And the Lord Jesus said, except ye be converted and become as little children, the end of verse number 3, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. So the Lord Jesus said, you need to become like a little child if you want to enter the kingdom of heaven. Is that not what he said? Well, what is a kingdom? Well, not the word king. Kingdom. Dom, dominion, an area. A kingdom is an area that is dominated by a king. Kingdom. And the Lord Jesus said, unless you be converted and become as little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom, the dominion of the king, which dominion? The kingdom of heaven. Heaven in reference to the presence of the king. A king lives in his kingdom. Therefore, he is king over his dominion. So how does a person enter God's kingdom? Well, first and foremost, they must become a citizen of that kingdom. And that's evident by the usage of the word converted there in verse number 3. The Lord Jesus said, except, or only those that are converted. Now, what does the word converted mean? It means to be changed. It means to have new life or to be born anew. My friend, this morning, if you want to become a part of the kingdom of heaven, you need to be converted. The Lord Jesus said to a religious man, except the man be born again, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. There needs to be a change. In John chapter 1, verse 12, the Bible reads, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. So we need to be born into God's family. You need to become a citizen of God's dominion, God's kingdom, by being converted. And the only way we can be converted is to have a new birth. And my friend, this morning, the Bible teaches us that Jesus Christ came into a sinful world just over 2,000 years ago, and he went to an old rugged cross, and on that old rugged cross, he died for your sins. He died for my sins. And the Bible teaches us that he was buried. And the Bible teaches us on day number 3, he arose from the dead. That's the gospel message. The word gospel means good news. Christ died, was buried, it doesn't stop there. He rose again. That's good news. And in his resurrection, a door is open for all mankind to enter God's kingdom, to enter heaven. See, unless you are converted and become as little children, become a child of God, you will not enter into the kingdom of heaven. The Bible does not say you are converted and enter God's kingdom by going to church, believing in God, being baptized. No, the Bible makes reference to being converted, having a change. How can we be changed spiritually? Only in the power of the Holy Spirit. And when you repent of your sin and open up your heart in childlike faith and receive the Lord Jesus as your Savior, you can be converted and become a child of God. You need to be converted. So having childlike faith begins with conversion, a new life. Let me ask you this morning, have you experienced this new life? Have you received Jesus Christ as Savior? See, if you want to enter the kingdom of heaven, the Lord Jesus said, you need to become as a little child. You need to become a child once again. Now, he's speaking spiritually. We need to be born into God's family and be reborn, be born again. We were born the first time into the sinful world. We need to be born again into God's kingdom. How do we deal with this childishness that dominates society? Who will be the greatest? And people are striving towards greatness. But at the end of the day, you can only be great in one area. Most people are only great in one area. But then eventually somebody will take over. That's usually how it goes. So when do you earn the badge, the greatest? It's not permanent. In fact, it cannot be clearly defined what is real greatness. It varies on so many different areas. No wonder the Lord Jesus addressed this issue. This was a mark of immaturity. And brethren, this morning we need to be like children and be first and foremost converted. That's where it begins. A new life in Christ. And secondly, note there in verse number 4 that our Lord Jesus went on to say, whosoever therefore shall humble himself. Humble himself as a little child. the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. I get the impression from what the disciples had asked our Lord that they were not personifying humility. They were giving evidence of a proud heart. And Jesus said, if you want to be the greatest in the kingdom of heaven, you must first and foremost be converted. And secondly, humility is the pathway to greatness in the kingdom of heaven. Humble yourself. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child. And I can just see the Lord Jesus pointing to this little child, causing the disciples' eyes to be focused upon this little child. And the Lord Jesus said, if you will humble yourself as this little child before you, then they will be the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. The word humble is in reference to one's position. How one sees one's position. A humble person will remain under authority, just like a child is under the authority of his parents. True greatness is remaining under God's authority and God's guidance. Brethren, this morning, think of the humility of a child, generally speaking. Children generally, young children, are believing, are they not? They have no problems trusting. Simplicity of a child is a wonderful thing. Children are dependent. Children are generally teachable. There is a softness in the makeup of a child. Children can be led. Children can be influenced. I like what one author said. He said, a child is a model member of a local church. Think about it. A child is a model member of a local church. A child is characterized by his utter dependence on his father. He knows nothing of himself. He must be taught. He does not exalt his thinking above his father. A dependability, a humility. And the Lord Jesus said to these disciples that if you want to achieve greatness, as far as I'm concerned, then humble yourself. Our Lord placed a child before his disciples to illustrate what it means to achieve greatness. Number one, be converted. Be a child of God. Be a citizen of God's kingdom. Let me ask you this morning, are you a citizen of God's kingdom? Have you received Jesus Christ as your own personal Savior? And secondly, are we living life as a citizen of heaven? Or are we going about as the disciples were, vainly asking the question, now who's going to be the greatest? Who's going to be the greatest? Who's going to be the greatest? You might say, well, Pastor, they're not so much referring to being great on the earth, but they're referring to greatness in heaven. Isn't that acceptable? Well, my answer to that is, well, what's the difference? There's really no difference. It's pride at its heart, is it not? It doesn't matter. I guess we could at least say they're referring to greatness or desiring greatness in the heavenly realm, but at the end of the day, they're full of pride, self-glory. And the Lord Jesus said, if you want to be great in my sight, he takes a little child, places that little child in the midst and says, be converted, become a child of mine. Become one of my citizens. And from that point, live as a citizen of heaven. And that's conveying humility. Serving the Lord with humility. See, when we serve the Lord with humility, then we are not seeking our own glory. Certainly all of these athletes that work very hard to get to an Olympic Games and then to stand upon one of those podiums, first, second or third, I could probably guarantee you that the most they are just seeking their own glory. That's their goal in mind. I like to think for some they're seeking God's glory. But I think I can confidently say the average athlete in achieving that gold or silver or bronze medal at the end of the day, they're just after their own glory. Nothing more. But then once that set of Olympic Games is over, well, they've got to work another 4 years for the next Olympic Games to prove that they are the greatest in that area. Am I right or not? Now, without being unkind, wouldn't you say that's a little bit vain? When you as a child of God can live out each day the way God has called us to live and seek the glory of God, not our own glory, by living a life of humility. Serving the Lord with gladness. See, positions in God's kingdom will be determined by the degree of our submission to Christ and our service to Him. And the Lord Jesus said to this group of disciples, listen to me, if you want to be great in my sight, then humble yourself, just like as this little child. A child should remain under the authority of a parent. A child should be obedient to that parent. A child should be dependent upon that parent. Consider the life of a little child, and therein our Lord illustrates what it means to be humble and thereby achieve true greatness. See, at the end of the day, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Childishness is focused upon self. But the Lord Jesus said, if you will be as a little child, you will be considered great in the kingdom of heaven. And there's a twofold application. Number one, we must be converted. We need to become a child of God, become a part of God's kingdom. Then secondly, we are to live as a citizen of God's kingdom. How does a citizen of heaven conduct themselves, a true citizen of heaven conduct themselves? They are certainly not striving towards greatness for their own sake. But they are serving the Lord with a spirit of humility. And thereby God considers those individuals great. That's what it's all about, is it not? Living like children of the King. And the Lord Jesus didn't use a complicated illustration, just took a child and placed a child in the midst of the disciples. A child, a young child, conveys a measure of humility. And the Lord Jesus said, just consider a child. The humility in the life of a child, thereby we can be great in the sight of the Lord. So may God teach us this morning to pursue true greatness. Let me say once again, it's not wrong to achieve. It's not wrong to do well in what we're doing. All of us should be doing well. In fact, I sincerely believe that Christians should be at the forefront of doing well in every area of life. To what end? That we might bring glory to God and shout from the rooftop that my achievements are merited to my God, to my King, that has enabled me to achieve, has enabled me to do well. And thereby we reflect the glory of ourselves to Christ, our King. Unfortunately, many of God's children are inconsistent. They're striving towards greatness in this world. Well, may I say to you, my friend, that's childishness. I'd like to challenge you this morning to live like a child of the King. Serve the Lord with gladness. Serve the Lord with humility. And don't seek your own glory. Seek the glory of God in all that you do. Become as little children. We need to be converted, and we need to have humbleness of mind. And instead of striving towards greatness on a physical realm, let's strive towards greatness in God's sight by giving Him all the glory for what He does in and through us. Let's pray.